This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Tell your family, tell your friends. Follow along on Twitter at John Kincaid. And you never know what you're going to hear or what's going to come up. What will gain traction during the show. And sometimes even my teases fool the gentlemen who work on the show. Now, I teased that I'm going to say goodbye to a legend in this upcoming segment. And both my producer, Anthony Pierno, and our fine engineer this morning, making sure you all get to hear the show, Mike Samsel, have no idea who I'm going to speak of. Anthony. I'm going to say goodbye to a legend.
Yeah, we both automatically thought that someone died, so we're looking up who died the past few days or a week.
Let me just tell you, the person's alive. And the two of you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Because right now, as you both look at each other dumbfounded, not being able to figure out who I'm going to say goodbye to, you could walk 50 feet, probably, and go to his mailbox.
All right, now we got it.
Mike Francesa walks away from Daily Sports Talk Radio in the city of New York this Friday. And yes, I had a very public feud with Mr. Francesa over the whole DA issue when he was ripping on DA in his sports minutes, saying these guys have been in the business like 15 minutes and they're using initials. Grumpy guy. But let it not be said without great emphasis. Mike Francesa is the reason that I have a job. The reason that your local guy in Kansas City has a job. The reason that sports talk radio has exploded in places like, you know, the state of Wisconsin, Florida, other places. And no, it's not just because of Mike Francesa. But Mike Francesa was part of a groundbreaking experiment. And there have been a lot of groundbreaking experiments. How many times did guys try to break the speed of light or the speed of sound or whatever it is and end up crashing and burning? It's one thing to try something. It's one thing to find a formula and be really good at it for a long time and to help spawn an industry that I am blessed enough to have worked in now for a quarter of a century. I got to work at the second sports radio station in America, WIP in Philadelphia. And I'm absolutely blessed to have had that opportunity. And it led to a great career. And it's led to a great career. And whether you think Mike Francesa is the best, the worst, or otherwise, it doesn't matter. You listened. And people around the country paid attention to what him and Dog, Mad Dog, Christopher Russo, another really talented guy in the industry, did. The key is, in our business, you don't have to be agreed with. You don't have to be loved. You don't have to even be liked. But somebody has to respect you enough for what you do that they're going to tune in with some sort of frequency. And businesses want to show up to back your program. Because, folks, let me lay it out for you right now. If you do a radio show, even if you can get a lot of people to tune in, if you can't get businesses to back it and the show can't be profitable, you're not going to have a job. I thank Mike Francesa. Because if Mike Francesa had failed in New York, if his brand and his station had failed, there wouldn't be the fan that I work at in Atlanta. There wouldn't be these stations around the country. So whatever you think of Mike Francesa, and guess what? By the way, he doesn't care. Especially on the 1st and the 15th. He really doesn't care. He got everybody in our business by being successful. And that radio station, it created more radio stations. It created an industry. It created jobs. And by the way, it also got people paid more money. So I thank Mike Francesa. And I congratulate him on what is nonetheless an amazing run in New York. And you know there's going to be no way that he's kept down or doesn't have some sort of a forum. But thank you. Thank you to Mike Francesa. And by the way, every single guy in my industry at some point this week should thank him too. Because we're all a little bit beholden to what happened at WFAN to do it. All right. Just wanted to make sure that I did that. Because that whole DA thing, Anthony, got a little ugly at times. My favorite part was where he said to the caller, I wouldn't know John Kincaid if he walked in my office and put his feet up on my desk. I think that was his quote. He didn't care what I had to say about his. But I love the fact that Boomer Esiason and Doug Gottlieb and DA and myself all did sports updates that day using our initials. Just to make a point. That's what the business is all about. Get people to listen. And Mike Francesa did that really, really well. So congratulations to him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.